Should people who suffer from mental illnesses be forced to take medication? That question is starting to come to the forefront in several states, and as the Law Show's Mark Brody reports, one state already has such a law dealing with this subject in place.
In January 1999, 32-year-old Kendra Webdale was pushed in front of a subway train in New York City and killed. The man who pushed her suffered from schizophrenia but had not been taking his medication. That incident led the New York State Legislature to pass what's known as Kendra's Law, which establishes a process for getting court orders to force patients with mental illnesses to accept and receive outpatient treatment. In many states outside New York, the law generally says patients can only be forced to take treatment when they become dangerous either to themselves or others. But some people say that position is flawed. Mary Zdanowicz is the executive director of the Treatment Advocacy Center, which favors tougher commitment laws for people with mental illnesses. She says the laws need to be more proactive.
Most states say that if a person becomes dangerous to themselves or others, then they can be treated against their will. But the bigger problem is that there are a significant number of people who are not competent to make those decisions, who lack awareness of their illness. And we now know that that's actually part of the illness. And when that's the case, the person cannot appreciate the effects of medication. They can't appreciate the consequences of their illness.
Zdanowicz says Kendra's Law in New York State is a positive step and says there are other states moving in a similar direction as this issue becomes bigger and bigger around the country. But as the issue has gotten more attention, the debate on how to approach it has also grown. Temi Seltzer is a staff attorney at the Bazelon Center for Mental Health Law, an organization that campaigns for civil rights for the mentally ill. She says the laws regarding mandatory commitment in many states do not address the real problems.
The dirty little secret is that the mental health system and not the patient is the entity that's non-compliant. And we feel that outpatient commitment is subjecting the wrong party to a court order. It's really the mental health system that needs to be dragged in front of a judge to explain its actions or inaction. I mean, the experience of many consumers is that mental health does not provide the kinds of services and supports they need and want. They're usually offered a pill and not much else. We just wonder how you can label a person resistant to treatment when you're not offering much, if anything, in the way of treatment.
Seltzer says the mental health community should think about offering more alternative treatments. She cites shelters that do not require treatments for patients, but where many patients are eventually convinced to take them. Seltzer says medical consumers are more likely to accept treatment for mental illness when they trust the physician giving it to them.
There are proven alternatives to outpatient commitment that family members, mental health consumers, politicians, and the public could all support. And I really find it distressing that states are putting a lot of energy and resources into outpatient commitment, which is an unproven and a very divisive practice, when they could be funding programs and services that could unite the community.
That opinion is not rejected by the Treatment Advocacy Center's Mary Zdanowicz. She says there are ways for the process of receiving treatment to be less painful.
A doctor who is compassionate, who really cares about his patient, is going to stick with that patient and try to encourage them to continue with treatment. Unfortunately, what happens right now, because of the way the law is, as soon as somebody says, I don't want treatment, many mental health professionals will say, well, that's your right, we won't go any further. A professional who really cares about that patient is going to say, no, you know, you really do need treatment, and I want you to be well, and I'm going to continue to work with you to try to achieve that goal.
Zdanowicz says a major problem with many laws as they are now is that a patient often ends up in jail rather than a state psychiatric hospital. She says being in a hospital rather than a prison makes a world of difference to the patients.
There is a community in a state psychiatric hospital. A person has a complete treatment team. They have a psychiatrist. They'll have a medical doctor. They'll have rehabilitation specialists. They'll have people who are caring for them and providing the treatment that they need. And they have a community of people who share their illness. It is far superior to what somebody is experiencing in a jail. And it's not what we used to think of many years ago when we heard about people who were just being warehoused in hospitals. That's not the case anymore.
But the Bazelon Center's Tammy Seltzer calls this outpatient commitment an unfortunate movement. She says the mental health community should try a more diverse and varied approach to try and help patients.
If someone is living on the street and has a serious mental illness, it may be very difficult for them to seek out programs on their own, which is why it's very important for the mental health system not to sit back and wait in the office for someone to show up for an appointment, but to have very creative outreach programs, you know, mobile crisis units that go around and meet people where they are and establish relationships, whether that person is living in an apartment or whether they're living under a bridge.
Kendra's law was implemented in New York State in November 1999. Since then, there have been just under 3,500 investigations. Of those, about 1,500 did not require any further action. Almost 700 cases resulted in court orders for treatment, and 667 patients received additional services as well as the court-ordered treatment. An official at the State Office of Mental Health told the Law Show the department is encouraged by the implementation of the law and also by another aspect of the provision that provides grants for the cost of medication and other services for people who leave jails, hospitals, and other facilities who've applied for Medicaid. That aspect of Kendra's law goes into effect in the near future. Reporting for the Law Show, I'm Mark Brody.